President Obama has told the Ghanaian parliament, "I have the blood of Africa within me." He said that Africa has great promise, but it must embrace good government and accountability. Of course, it's Mr. Obama's first visit as president to sub-Saharan Africa. And Pierre Scott Horsley joins us now from Accra. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And it sounds as if the president's message amounts to tough love.
Well, that's right. He has said that America wants to be a partner to Africa, but that Western aid has to be used responsibly. And as Dan says, he's holding Ghana up as a model of democracy and good government, but he says that's lacking in too many other parts of Africa. He praised those here in Ghana and elsewhere on the continent who are working to reverse the tide of corruption or autocratic rule.
I believe we have a clip from the president's speech. We can hear him speaking behind you, but I want to play this clip we have from President Obama's speech earlier today and tell people that the audio is not exactly what we'd like it to be, so we might have to fill in from the text we have.
History is on the side of these brave Africans, not with those who use coups or change constitutions to say no.
That would be constitution to stay in power. And I believe, Scott, the telling phrase, President Obama said, Africa doesn't need strong men, it needs strong institutions.
That's right. And he has suggested that it's strong institutions here in Ghana that have contributed to this country's relative prosperity over the years. For the last two decades, Ghana's economy has been growing at a 4-5% rate. They're on track to cut poverty in half here by 2015. But even in Ghana, the global slowdown has taken a toll, and throughout Africa this year, it's anticipated that some 50 million people are going to slide back into poverty as a result of that global economic crisis.
Of course, the president's just come from the G8 meeting in Italy, and industrial countries pledged $20 billion, I believe, in food aid for Africa and other poor parts of the world. There's real concern, though, in Africa, isn't there? That the worldwide economic slide is going to interrupt the efforts that developed nations had made really just a year and a half ago to try and make good on more pledges of aid to Africa.
Well, there's concern that the developed world, that countries in the G8 may not actually deliver on those pledges, and some of them have so far lived up to their commitments. Others, including the host country for the G8, Italy, are way behind on meeting their commitments. Part of what the leaders talked about in announcing this new commitment of $20 billion is not just to up the ante, but also change the way that aid is delivered. What they're hoping to do is provide more help to small farmers in Africa and elsewhere to develop their own agriculture. President Obama said the aid shouldn't be an end in itself, but rather a means to create conditions where Africa can stand on its own.
There is no reason why Africa cannot be self-sufficient when it comes to food. It has sufficient arable land. What's lacking is the right seeds, the right irrigation, but also the kinds of institutional mechanisms that ensure that a farmer is going to be able to grow crops, get them to market, get a fair price. And so all these things have to be part of a comprehensive plan.
And again, he said rich countries have an obligation to help Africa, but Africa has an obligation to use that help responsibly. And during the G8, he spoke very personally about his father's home country of Kenya, where he said development has been hampered by corruption. His blunt message to those who share his own African bloodlines is that Africa can do better.
There is something utterly extraordinary, Scott, about a president with African heritage standing in a democratically elected parliament in an African country and talking in a personal way about the legacy of colonialism, about his grandfather, I believe, who was a cook in the British colonial army, and saying at the same time the sins of colonialism and slavery are great, but they don't explain all of the problems you have to work on here, and Africa has to accept responsibility for its own future.
Well, I think those bloodlines give Mr. Obama a unique platform to deliver a tough message. Perhaps no other American president could say that and be received in the same way that Mr. Obama has. You know, Bill Clinton got an enormous welcome here in Ghana. President Bush was also quite popular. The road from the highway is known as the George W. Bush Highway. But obviously a visit by the first African-American president is a moment of a very different magnitude here.
NPR Scott Horsley speaking with us from Accra. They seem to have been singing the national anthem behind us. Scott, of the United States. Scott, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
You're listening to NPR News.